actually does that mean, is it?
They are getting lots and lots of people to do it. And it's going to be a record, simply a record, of English as it's spoken in 1991. I've got a little blurb on it which I'll show you. Let me put a jumper on. I don't know where to clip the blinking microphone now.
It's an interesting idea, isn't it? When
Yes, and they've provided me with boxes of tapes and batteries and a Walkman and so on and so forth. And I'm trying to be conscientious about it.
Well, I'm sure. I don't know whether it's sort of easy to wear when you're playing croquet. I suppose it would.
Oh, well, if it isn't, I'll switch it off and dispose of it. It's somebody's having a fete or something. Well, it's a funny old day today, isn't it?
It's not cold, is it?
I thought it was when I went out and exercised the dog before lunch. I went up to Jubilee Park and I had a very brisk walk indeed, and I was absolutely lathered by the time I got back to the car after half an hour.
I think it's always deceptive on days like this because it's overcast and you tend to think it's not very warm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your son had better things to do, had he?
He's gone into Bromley with my oldest.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Jeremy does play croquet, but very infrequently.
Yes.
He's just broken away from his girlfriend.
Oh, has he? He seemed happy enough when I called.
Well, it was his doing, so I suppose.
I see.
He's probably not the unhappy one. She is.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Brake lights, aren't they?
No, I was just thinking what an intriguing colour they were.
Yeah.
Fuchsia, would you call it?
Yes. I don't know why you want two double exhausts, do you? I mean, it's not a very big engine, surely, on those Volkswagens, is it?
Yeah, it's all a bit of pizzazz, I suppose.
Probably only one of them is actually effective.
Yes. Or probably neither of them are connected. Still a noisy little engine there, isn't it? My goodness.
Well, they always were, weren't they?
Yes.
I mean, my sister used to have one. She said, you know, you could take it on the motorway and it would just keep up a very good speed, still with a noisy engine, and it just kept going and going and going.
Yes.
Well, like the Morris Minor, aren't they? I mean, they're incredible engines.
Yes. Did you see that the British High Commissioner to Sri Lanka, who's been chucked out of Sri Lanka?
No.
He was there was a picture of him on the report in the paper, and he was sitting in his convertible Morris Minor. And they are very popular vehicles in Sri Lanka, and somebody is about to set up a factory there to make the bulk
That's
of the parts.
Yes, I think I...
And rather oddly, there are two, or possibly even three, Morris Minor centres, or Morris Minor parts, in Bath. They seem to have concentrated in Bath, rather oddly. And I get... one of my customers in Trinidad runs a Morris Minor still.
Really?
And occasionally asks me to get bits and pieces.
Well, I know that the body shape is expensive to make because of the number of different panels.
Yes.
By comparison with modern cars.
Sure.
I think to the same extent that applies to the Mini, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's why it is expensive compared to other cars. But they seem to go on forever, those cars. I mean, they're quite incredible, aren't they?
Yes, they
certainly the engine
on that. Tough little beasts, aren't they?
Yeah.
And of course, they actually made the bodies with metal, not tissue paper, in those days too, didn't they?
But they don't seem to have some of the sort of inherent problems that other cars have had since, with sections of the body that tend to rust.
Really? Yes.
Well, I think cars now, I mean, because they give these guarantees, don't they, on rust, they've certainly given it a lot of thought, but... I mean, there were certain models that were riddled with problems, weren't there?
Yes, there were. I mean, the Mini, when it first came out, was a shocker, wasn't it?
Yes.
Absolute shocker.
Then I was listening to a talk on the radio coming home, I think it was last night, and there was a representative from one of the largest firms that transport new cars in this country.
Yes.
Together with a representative of British Rail. And he was saying that... forget how many car transporters they've got that they bought specially to go on British Rail, but he said they just had to give them up for many reasons, and one of them was the problems that they have with new cars when they take them on British Rail, and the brake dust from the trains apparently causes immediate rust.
Oh.
So that you can put a brand new car on at A, and by the time it gets to the other end, it's literally got rust problems.
How curious.
That seemed to me incredible.
Yes, absolutely
apart
amazing.
Apart from the vandalism problems they've had, where whole train loads of cars have been stripped of the radios.
Oh dear.
Because when they pulled into a slow selection on the railway, the vandals have got on and just gone through the hole up and taken the radios out.
Yes, yes. British Rail have got big problems in that way, haven't they?
Yeah.
Railways really ought to be far better developed than they are in this country.
It seems the obvious means of transport.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I mean, I shift goods out of this country into the continent and further afield, and rail is just not an option that I can consider.
No.
It's not feasible.
That's what the representative said from the car transport company, was that they just couldn't any longer use British Rail, because he said although British Rail are willing to compensate, it's the delay on delivery.
It's not the point,
they
is it?
They can't deliver to their customers on time.
Surely. Surely, yes. I mean, 30, 40, 50 years ago, rail was an acknowledged method of shifting things into and from Europe.
Yes.
And there were people who specialised in it, but I don't suppose for a moment there are now.
I mean, there's a body that supports the idea that if the money had been spent on the railways instead of on motorways, we'd be a lot better off. And I think I partly subscribe to that because I think that had more money been spent on the railways, that we would have been much better off. I mean, I'd much rather go on a train journey than on a motorway journey.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's a sitting comfort.
Absolutely.
You can get up and walk about. You can go and have a cup of tea or coffee.
Surely, surely. It makes much more sense. You can read a book and...
There's still something romantic about railways,
even though
they're not steam anymore.
Yes, I agree. All clear on the left. Far too busy. Yes.
You can pull into this refuge in the middle now.
Yes. It's very neat here, isn't it? I mean, these little spaces are really incredibly small.
Yes. Yes. Let's just stop and get some petrol.
Uh huh. These two do you prefer?
Well, they're always the same price.
Yes.
But I think this one's slightly better. Let me pick the wrong one. It looks a bit close. Pulling out. He would choose the unleaded.
Yes, and a bore. In the States, they have particularly small apertures to the petrol tanks for unleaded.
Yes.
Do they here?
Yes, the nozzles are different size.
Ah, right, yes.
But on a car like this, you can put either in, actually.
Sure.
I keep the unleaded because it's a bit cheaper, but whether one gets quite the same performance out of it, I don't know. I'm not
quite
looking for performance.
Performance is not what counts, is it? Economy is the sense.
Shows you how long I've had this because it's the other side.
Don't you think it would reach?
Well, it probably would, but I've got to wait for him to go anyway.
Yes. That's an unleaded only pump, I think. Oh, it's premium. It's premium unleaded.
Yeah.
Well, do they talk of that as premium, don't they?
You pay a few more coppers, don't you?
Yes, you do. 45.4.
I'll sort this out in a minute. I don't normally have this trouble in the station.
No, I can't see what the nature. It's the same price as the other one, so presumably it's the same stuff.
Oh, well,
yes. Yep. In fact, it's the BS7070 premium. It's very small letters. I don't think it's anything different.
Sorry about that.
All right, no problem.
Oh, goody.
Little stickers. I use Imperial around the corner virtually all the time. And they've got some new system of a little plastic card which they stick into the machine each time.
So it gives you a credit.
It notches up points for Argos.
Oh, that's done. This is Argos, the stamps, which is quite handy.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you've saved up a card, I don't know how many there are in it. You've got a pound's worth of points. Yep.
It's all rather ironic when you think that Argos grew out of Green Shield.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
It's the same system in a different form eventually, isn't it?
It is, yes. These Green Shield stamps are amazing how quickly they were out just like that,
yes.
Didn't they?
I believe what did it was Tesco's booted them out.
Ah.
Tesco's were the grocery chain handling Green Shield stamps, and it was a kiss of death for Green Shield when they did that.
When they pulled out.
They staggered on for a year or two after that, but Tesco's had a big, big change of policy. They were no longer sort of pile them high and kick them out cheap. They decided to promote a quality image, and stamps did not go with that. And
but you can get Green Shield stamps again at some garages, can't you?
I don't know.
I'm sure. I thought the one down at the bottom did Green Shield, or was that something else they did?
I don't. But that's ahead of us, you mean?
No, just near us.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The jet station.
Mm. So you'll have that recorded on your.
Yes.
Any noise?
Yes. I pity the poor typist who has to transcribe this as and when, if it happens. She's going to get some very strange noises, including me having a pee and flushing the loo before lunch and what have you. I forgot to switch it off.
So you obviously can't edit it, can you? Or you shouldn't.
I can. I mean, if somebody objects to the fact that they're being recorded, and if it's, say, a private business meeting or something of that sort.
Oh, that's switching it off completely.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right. But if somebody, and they say to you, try not to tell people in advance because it inhibits them, I'm not at all certain about that, but still.
Some people might object.
But if people object when you tell them afterwards, you're at liberty to erase and
yes.
So on and so forth. So.
But you tend to tell them first?
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes I don't tell them at all, or they comment on it and I explain. But it's only been yesterday and today, you see. They asked that it be done on a Friday and a Saturday. And as they appeared on Thursday with it, I'm getting on with it. It was quite entertaining yesterday. Today it's becoming a bit of a bore because, of course, the tapes only last 45 minutes, so you've got to change over, change the tapes and all that sort of thing. And they give you packets of batteries, and you're supposed to change the batteries every two complete tapes, every four sides, in other words. So you're fiddling around with this and that. But,
yes.
It's a proper Sony Walkman. It's presumably good quality recording.
Mm.
Oh, I've just got it hooked on the belt here, you see.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
I think it has to be.
Yes, to make the exercise worthwhile. Mm.
Because language does change, doesn't it? I mean,
very much so, yes.
Words certainly do go out. You forget.
Yes.
It's when you go to use a word that hasn't been in use some time and a younger person says to you, what does that mean?
Yes,
and
indeed.
Words with the old coinage are completely. Well, not completely gone, but they don't have the same meaning, do they?
I remember several years ago bringing in a 17-year-old babysitter to sit with Susanna, and I referred to 30 Bob.
Yes.
And
yes.
She said,
oh, what do you mean?
She had not a clue.
No.
Not a clue.
Well, I suppose expressions like that, it's not worth tuppence, wouldn't really mean.
Yes.
Right, of course, it could mean 2 pence.
But they will say 2 pence these days, won't
yes.
they? Not tuppence.
Not tuppence.
And look at you as if you're an old fogey for saying tuppence, I suspect. And do you remember as a child people used to talk of 4 and 20 and 5 and 20 past?
Yes.
That's totally disappeared, hasn't it?
Yes. I mean, they talk about 20 past the hour, don't they? 20 past 4.
Yes, but yes. Instead of 25 past, they used to say 5 and 20 past quite often.
Yes.
And
yes.
A curious twist, that, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. I think, really, that's why it's much easier to read the time on a analog display than it is on a digital display, because you actually have to read that and register.
That's right. And the point really is with time, you're not interested that it's 2:24.
No.
Am I early? Am I on time? Am I late? Have I? Sure, how long is it till I'm due?
Just a glance at your watch whatever. Tells you it's not half past, isn't it?
That's right. So you've still got time, or you better get a move on. It's that sort of reaction that the brain makes, isn't it?
But you're not really worried about the time for the last minute. I mean,
no.
25 past, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. I tend to keep my watch to at the minute if I possibly can, but that's bad habit, or merely habit, from the days when I was catching trains every day. And I've never caught a train with any time to spare.
Well, with modern watches, they don't tend to deviate very much anyway, do they? Or is yours a...
Mine's a good old-fashioned, proper mechanical wind-up job. Yes.
Yeah,
my father gave it to me for my 17th birthday.
Oh, really? And you still wear it daily?
I do indeed, yes. Yes. It's the only watch I own. And the only watch I ever have. No, that's true. Not true, I should say. I've got a Half Hunter, which, if I put this in for cleaning or whatever, I can take out. It's a blinking nuisance, quite honestly, if you're not wearing it.
It's very unusual, isn't it? Because I always think, this is really only about the second watch I've ever owned.
Yes.
Good watch, anyway. The first good watch I had was my 21st, which I've still got, and it still goes.
Yes.
Quite well. But,
yes. Well, my father was a commercial traveller in jewellery, silverware, and watches. And this was actually one of his samples.
Yes.
And it's a Certina, which was a quality brand in those days. I don't know if it still is, I assume it is. Which was not advertised at all. And although the Rolexes and so on of this world have been heavily advertised since they came on the market, Certina never really was. And so my father had a tough struggle, I suspect, selling them.
Probably would have done, yes. Where do you take it when it needs? There aren't that many places.
No, there aren't. I had it done last year at, what's it called? The Clock Inn, I think it's called. Right next door to Lambaby Baths at Sidcup.
Oh, I know.
Do you know the beyond
the
station?
Tiny place.
Yes,
there,
tiny little place. Yeah. And it wasn't totally satisfactory initially, in that they left it with some sort of cock-up that I couldn't wind it up. There was something wrong with the crown click or something of the sort when I got it back, so I had to take it back again. But otherwise, they seem to be people who are well aware of watches in the best sense, and he said this is an excellent movement and far better than the ones I normally see.
Mm.
But it doesn't look very special, does it? But absolutely everything, of course, other than the movement, has changed since I was 17.
Yes.
New case, new dial, new hands, new everything.
Really?
And I suspect it'd be jolly difficult to get that sort of thing done these days.
I think the new face would be very expensive if you wanted to. Yeah.
Oh yes, but I think, as I recall, I got it without too much trouble. But I mean, coming back to the fact it's my own one and only watch, I should think Susanna has had 8 or 10 watches.
Well, but I think people must do because of the number that are sold.
She looks upon them as a thoroughly disposable commodity.
Yes. Yes.
And sort of £5 or £10 is the price that has to be paid for them, and they last 6 months and they move on to the next. Extraordinary approach.
You've got these Swatch watches, don't you?
Yes, she's had
watches.
She's had one of those, and I haven't seen that for a long time. She's got some stupid thing at the moment with a flip top of Thomas the Tank Engine.
When Stephen's mother died, we found in the bungalow a watch that must have been given, I would have thought, to her father, probably for his 21st, and I took it to a jeweller's in Eltham. Well, that's all he does is watches, actually.
Yes.
Jewellery.
Yes.
And he seemed very knowledgeable. We had a job to find him. He hasn't actually got a shop, he's just got a premises.
Oh, yes.
He's the place that, if you take your watch into the average shop, they take it to him, I think.
I see, yes. Yes, oh, next time I need one, I shall ask you then.
Yes, he was very knowledgeable, very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, somewhere like that is not a place you leave your watch with confidence, is it?
Gosh, no. I mean, all they do now these days is sell things, they don't
repair
things.
That's right, yes.
It's a slight misnomer to call them jewellers, because they're not really
And I'm
that's saying, at all, aren't they?
Even Ratner himself called him tat or yeah. crap or something, didn't he?
He did that to get publicity, because in fact they yes. found that it wasn't rubbish he was selling, didn't they?
Well, at least it's gold. I mean, I was in the jewellery trade when I first left school. Between school and national service, I worked at a manufacturing jewellers in Birmingham. And I've never really gone along with the idea that 9 carat is actually gold. If something is only 3/8
yes.
gold, how can you call it gold? You know, the essence of metals is if it's copper alloy, it's got more than 50% copper in it.
Yes.
That's the way I've always thought. And if it's only got 37.5% of gold in it, how on earth can you call it gold?
So 9 carat is only...
It's 9/24. Pure gold is 24 carat.
Yes, of course.
So you get 9 carat, which is 37.5, 18 carat, which is 75%, and 22, which is whatever it is.
Yeah.
A bit over 90%, I suppose. And I'm not sure if you've got 14 or 15 carat. So 14, I think, used to be the continental standard, and the lowest continental standard, and 15 used to be our in-between standard, but very rarely used.
But 9 or 18 are the most common in this country.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
definitely.
But the trouble is, the more you get, the more the softer it is, surely.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, the alloying elements have to be quite crafty when you get up to 22 carat, for example, and there's a very large chunk of gold in it, and it can indeed be very soft. But then, you see, that's an 18 carat ring that I've had worn all the time for 24 years.
Yes.
And it really was pretty much like that when I had it, so it's probably a bit more rounded than it was.
Yes, yes.
So they do last.
But yes, because rings come in for quite a bit of wear, don't they?
Yes. Oh yes, yes, it gets knocked about. I had one repaired for Susanna. It had been left to her by an aunt, and she had managed to smash it against a newel post or something, and broke the shank and knocked out one of the stones and so on and so forth, and together with some repairs on a charm brace that I had to pay £37 for the whole jolly lot.
Did you really? Yes. But I mean, when you look at the cost of labour per hour these days, it's not surprising that any sort of repairs are expensive.
It's very true.
They've got to pay for yes. premises and...
Yes, absolutely.
It's a fairly, well, it is a skilled...
And I took it to the people up on Royal Parade who are constantly having burglaries. No, that's not true. They have had several quite chunky burglaries.
Mm.
And their insurance premiums must be absolutely horrific. I mean, you have to pay for all that sort of thing, don't you?
Yes, of course you do. Yes.
It doesn't work on Saturdays, eh?
It doesn't work at all at the moment.
Oh, really?
They've got no gatekeeper, I don't think.
I see, yes. It's not the most stimulating job in the world, is it?
Collecting money in small amounts like that. Yes. Fairly lucrative, though, if you're prepared to do it. There's quite a few cars through here.
Yes.
I suspect that more people use it because you don't have to pay. It's not the paying, it's the hold-up, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And the irritation
yes.
goes along with it. Yes, that's quite something, isn't it? You see that in the gate of the college, the security man?
Yes. Yes.
Something I must do over here is go to the Dulwich Gallery. I have never set foot in
no,
it.
No, I haven't, no.
And it is supposed to have some splendid pictures,
yes,
a very fine
yes.
collection indeed.
We played croquet against Dulwich College last year.
Oh, yes.
Well, it was a match, actually, that the Mayor of Bromley organised. Because
mm-hmm.
she said she was keen on croquet. I'm not sure.
Are we in Bromley still here?
No, this is Dulwich.
Dulwich, which is Southwark or...?
Yes,
Southwark own a big place, Bell something or other, just in the next road here, don't they?
Do they?
A great big old country house, and it's a big garden and so on.
No, we played in Bromley itself.
Did you? Yes, yes.
I think the only reason it was her team against us.
I see.
I think the only people that you could find were masters from Dulwich College.
I see, yes.
Because they play croquet there.
They have their own...
They have their own... Yeah.
Pitch. Is pitch the right word?
Lawn.
Lawn, right.
Needless to say, we beat them.
Good.
But she was very nice. I think she goes through till about June.
Oh, yes. It's not Dory still, is it? The orange-haired lady?
No, I can't remember her name. Oh, rather an attractive lady, I thought. Very pleasant.
Yes, I'm certain this is the road that Carlos used to live in.
It's a very nice road. I mean,
very pleasant
very
road.
Nice houses.
Yes.
I think he's the chairman of the club that's just here somewhere. Stephen.
The which club, sir?
The Croquet Club.
Oh, right.
People might drift down later.
Really, yes. Do you tend to book the lawn or
no.
just turn
no,
up and
never that busy.
See what happens?
Well, you need to know when there's a match on because you wouldn't get a gamer.
Quite.
Just hope there isn't one on today, but I'm pretty sure there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Sports club.
I see.
But not that far. I mean, I know
no.
It's about 20 something minutes.
Surely. Mm. Yes.
Very convenient for me in the evenings if I want to stop off. And
very
have a
pleasant
game
way to unwind, I would think.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Mm.
How long does a game take, as a general rule, David?
On average, about 3 hours.
Gosh. Oh, it's akin to golf then, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. I think that's to some extent dependent on the standard of the players and
yes.
how well one's playing.
Yes, fair enough. Great. I had a beer with him the week, showed me his new car, and he said the big irritation is it doesn't centrally lock, having been used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very irritating. Does that have ebonite heads, this mallet?
No, that's... lignum.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The material I used to make bowls of, because it got too expensive.
Uh-huh.
But I think
sorry.
It's the most dense, hardest wood now.
Yes,
the ideal weight for a mallet is about 3 pounds.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes. And what's the facing on it?
Well, I've had to have it faced with nylon because in the end, it, even with lignum, it gets damaged.
Uh-huh, yes.
We've got two lawns. That this one's a bit smaller, but this is about full size.
That's about the right size.
Yeah. I'll just see. Well, come and meet.
Hello.
Chris has come down to see what Greg is all about.
Oh,
hello.
Hello. Somebody who can tell you all about it.
Yes, so I gathered. Yes. Yes.
Oh, have you? Yeah. So we'll go up on the top floor. You're playing a game?
Yes. Playing at it. Playing at it.
Yes. Grand.
Is there a club mallet in there? I think is it.
Intriguing building, David. Wonderful. Oh, how splendid.
Two colours of balls, that's primary colours.
Right.
Secondary colours.
Oh, right.
That means you can double bank on the lawn and have two games going on at once.
Oh, I see. That's crafty. Yes. Yes. significance of the black tip?
Just to put the clips on, yeah.
Oh, I see, yeah. Yes.
If we get that fast.
Yes. Members leave their mallets here as often as not, do they?
Yes, they do. Yeah, I don't tend to. A, because other people might use it, and B, because I might want to
play
somewhere else anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Caught, I just tend to leave it in the car, which is nice.
Yes.
This might be a bit heavier.
Yeah, I think so. It hasn't got much on the handle.
Thank you.
That other's a bit light.
Yes. Oh, yes, there's a good weight in that head, isn't there?
Yeah.
Sorry, what did you say, about 3 pounds?
3 pounds is reckoned to be a good idea. Things wrong, but I mean, you should be able to reasonably run a hoop. Those hoops don't have an awful lot of gas.
They don't, do they? No.
It's a bit wider than normal. It's about an eighth of the side, which
yes.
For this standard is alright, but championship would be about a 16th. So what you should do is just walk up to the ball, that line through those.
Oh, right.
To enable you to line up.
It's a sight,
yeah.
Yes.
It's fairly
yes.
Important that when as you walk up to the ball, your body is in line with where
right.
You want to be.
Right.
And as you walk up, you really should sort of almost end up in the ideal place. And then, having lined up the shot, just push it through like that.
Right, and it's anticipated that you will strike the hoop in the process.
Yes. There's no harm in that. I mean,
right.
It would be nice to go through cleanly, but...
Yes.
How you hold the mallet is really up to you. There are many different ways. You can hold it like that. You can hold it down there, up there, like that. Just however you feel comfortable.
It's a question of control and ease movement,
isn't
it?
You'll find the better part. Not, I don't mind. Rank amongst them. Mm. We tend to just do that and it'll go through.
Yes, yes, yes. You tend to let the mallet do the work rather than. Yeah.
You know, something like that, struggle a little bit because I tend to play with mallets too long.
Yes, yes.
They haven't got quite the height.
Right.
I mean, you're. Same sort of height as me, and
surely.
Yeah, this is a little bit long for me, so I didn't hold it there. But, anyway, just try that.
Yeah.
The feel.
Right, yes.
But it's that ball weighs about a pound, so you've got to be able to...
Right, right.
Yeah, hit it with a bit of force.
Yes, quite.
And of
course
if you're moving, you've got 2 pounds.
Yes, I take your point. Yes.
Hello. With a 3 pound mallet. So this is the best shot. If you were going to approach the two, you were playing the black, because that's the striker's ball.
Right.
That black is... No, it's your partner ball.
Right.
So you would just try and get the black a little, the blue perhaps a little bit over towards the hoop. Like that.
blue to go the other side of the hoop and black to go here. So if you tap it, the black won't go quite so far and the blue will go somewhere up.
Right, so that gives you a clean run through.
Then you can roke that ball again as you run.
Right.
Then you take... Having run the hoop, you've got another continuation shot.
Right.
You can then take rokey again. That's how you would progress from hoop to hoop.
Right. Right. And you use an opponent's ball normally, or any ball?
When you're taking a break, until you're in danger of breaking down. I mean, breaking down would be when you approach the hoop like that and you realise you can't run it.
Yes.
And you've got your opponent's ball the other side of the hoop, and the blue ball's over there somewhere, so you obviously wouldn't try and run the hoop. You just join back up with your partner ball.
To scupper the opposition,
well,
give him nothing to play with.
He obviously is at that distance, I think.
Yes, yes.
No, I mean, ideally, when you're making the break, you have another ball right up on the next hoop.
Right.
So having made this hoop, come through to there, you just knock it clear of the metal that you put. This is a three ball break because red's just not in it at the moment. It's not.
Right.
You want to put that yellow ball up on your next hoop and aim at, and get black somewhere near the blue, so then you can run that hoop.
I see, yes. So yes.
Something like that, which is not very good. Near enough, isn't it? I mean, we can,
yes, oh yes.
So yellow's not a bit too far. So the trouble is when you're demonstrating, you're talking as well as
no,
not.
No.
I need to get that just a little bit further this time.
Right. Right.
Run the hoop. Well, that yellow should have come back up. Not to come back up onto the yard line.
I see. And what about the red?
Well,
we ignore that as we're not actually playing.
Through the hoop, and the blue. You push the blue down to the next hoop, which is that far hoop. Not ideally in line, but I missed the red.
Oh, so it's not a straightforward round the outside and
yeah,
up the middle.
To go there in a minute.
Yes,
but
I
we're
see.
Putting red, we're putting blue on the
oh,
next
I see.
One hoop.
I see, yes.
And just going up near red ourselves.
Yes.
That's a bit better.
Yeah, smashing.
I mean, yellow's a little bit far from that hoop. It would be enough. Now, this is a takeoff. You're going to leave red behind.
Yes.
And go up near the yellow.
Right, and so long as we then strike yellow,
we can then hit yellow.
Move forward onto the hoop.
Yeah.
Right.
Doesn't matter if yellow goes off. It doesn't matter if the ball goes off in the rope shot, or when you're running a hoop, it just comes back up.
Right.
But at any other time, it's the end of your turn.
Right.
Now we've got to... So this is a roll shot. If you want the ball to be fairly focused, then we're supposed to go about the same. And we want the other to go beyond and black to stop just in front of the hoop.
Right.
Oh, it's going to hit the metal as well.
Does that matter?
Black's gone to the side, unfortunately. Should be able to get through there. The secret here is to miss that.
Yes.
If you miss that, it's got to go through.
Yep.
And if you put a... just hit it down a little bit. I probably won't go through, but if you hit it down a little bit to give it a bit of spin, it might carry it through. Very nearly, didn't it?
Mm.
You see it?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
If it had been spinning a bit more, it would have
yep.
kept on.
Yep.
Let's just assume that we've hit that. That would have been the end of my turn.
Oh, would it?
No. Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be cleanly through. Yeah. Right.
This,
fine.
This
yes.
Side.
Yes.
Now what you'll see people doing is this. Oh no, it's not through. You shouldn't do that.
Uh-huh.
I say to you. Yeah. I mean, if I say to you, no, it's not through. That's accepted.
Yes.
If I say to you, do you think that's through? I mean, let's put it.
Yes, very questionable. Now, well, it's
very debatable. You say to me, yes, that's true, it's okay. So that's it, we don't have to check
right.
it on.
Right.
But I think really if you're still in doubt, you should ask somebody else to come over. Because
yes.
once you do that, as soon as you put your mallet against the hoop, you push the hoop, if it's loose, forward anyway.
Yes, indeed you have.
And
yes.
You also you've dislodged a situation where
yes.
somebody else should perhaps
that's arbitrate. That's right, yes.
But if I say to you, no, I'm sorry, Chris, that's true,
mm-hmm.
then you'd have to accept it, because it's
yes.
really the person who's in play who's the referee.
Right, I see.
In a
yes.
friendly way.
Yes, indeed. Yes, fine.
But, I mean, I would say almost certainly that's not true, is it?
I can just see a touch of the black.
That's right, so it's not true. I mean, we
right.
both agree it's not
fine.
True.
Yes.
But you'll see players that, I mean, Arlene did it the other day when I was playing, and she did this, and oh yes, she spent on. I said, you've moved it. I said, I already accepted it wasn't true. You shouldn't do that. How can you possibly put that ball back where
yes,
it was?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes.
You could see it wasn't true. We both
yes.
agreed it wasn't
yes.
true.
Yes, yes.
So, having assumed it's gone through, let me just do that. Push that yellow down to the hoop with the red paint.
Mm-hmm.
So, let you push it down there. I'm hitting quite hard enough because the black should have gone nearer to the red.
Yes.
And then take off from red down to blue and so on all the way around.
I see, yes.
Very easy.
Yeah. Yes, yes, I think I'm getting the message. Yes.
The danger of the shot really is to get a double tap and it's a fault.
Uh huh.
But if you hit down, they'll keep together, you see. In fact, the red is a passing roll because the red even went further, didn't it?
Yes. Yes.
A stop shot. Now if I want to send that blue ball to hoop three and stay near enough to be able to roke the yellow afterwards, it's a shot like that. See, the blue's
gone quite
nicely up there, and you're yeah. still near enough to be able to roke the yellow ball.
Right. Experience shows.
I've got to get that yellow ball somewhere near that. That's quite nice. It's gone a little bit too far, but I can still make
it. Would you have preferred it this side of the hoop?
Yes. Very different.